Sunny 101.9, it's Mark and Walt in the morning. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on this Tuesday morning, officials with the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain are taking hitting the road this week to talk about some of the services and things that they provide at the medical center. And joining me to talk about a series of veteran town halls from the VA Medical Center, the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center, is Tim Ellison. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to have you on when I got word of this, that you are doing these veteran town halls. You're doing a stop in Alger County, a couple of them in Marquette County this week. Before we get into the schedule of that, can you tell me a little bit about what these veteran town halls are?
You know, a lot of new things are happening at the VA. Most importantly right now is the expansion of the PACT Act, which goes into effect March 5th. So we're making sure that we go out to where veterans live and get that information to them as soon as possible.
The thing I've talked about with a lot of folks is even veterans groups here in Marquette County and everything is a lot of veterans, their families may not know about all of the services, all of the things that are available at their disposal as veterans. Is that kind of a driving factor here with these town halls?
Yeah, it's always a surprise to me. You know, we'll go do these events and stuff and we'll hear from vets, hey, I didn't know about that. And that's something that we take very personally here. We try to make sure we're getting the necessary information out into the hands of vets when they need that information. So, you know, we always encourage people, you know, check our Facebook page out. We put information out on the website. We try to work with media. But honestly, the most bang for our buck are these town halls where we get to go out and we're face-to-face with vets. We schedule them for an hour and a half. We try to keep the presentation to a minimum because it's a lot of information so that vets actually have time to interact, ask questions, share their concerns with us. And really that's where the magic, if you will, happens, right? We get to build relationships with the vets that we're serving.
We're talking with Tim Ellison today with the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center. They are doing a series of veteran town halls starting today in Wisconsin, making their way to Alger County and over into Marquette County on Wednesday and Thursday. Who do you want to come to these? Obviously veterans. I get that, Tim, but are you also talking about maybe family members or spouses, people that may have questions that even the vets themselves may not be able to attend?
Yeah, I mean, everybody you mentioned there, and I'll even raise you one further, the community is absolutely invited. If you know a vet, if you talk to a vet, if you work with a vet, we would encourage you to come to this because that information might be vital to them. They might not be available, and you might be able to step in when they need somebody to serve them.
Now, you do have some of these events happening close to our home here. You've got a stop in Alger County on Wednesday, then some stops on Thursday as well in Marquette County, Wednesday, Thursday. Give us the schedule. What's happening a little bit later on this week? Where are you going to be?
Yeah, so March 6th, we'll be at the Vietnam Veterans of America on Jingle Bell Lane in Christmas, Michigan at 10 a.m. From there, we'll pack up and head straight to Gwinn and host an event at VFW Post on Mitchell Street in Gwinn. That'll be at 2 p.m. And then at 5 p.m., we'll be in Marquette at the American Legion Post 44. Then we're going to go ahead and wake up the next morning and hit the road immediately, heading out to Ishpeming for a 10 a.m. event at the American Legion on County Road 496.
And really, if people, maybe they can't get to this one of these meetings, they can't make it to a town hall, is there a place where they can go to find out more about what you do at the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned before, our Facebook page, we try to put good information out on there. You're always, always welcome to give us a call if you have questions. And we found that extremely useful. So if you can't make it to these live events, we're still going to do 3 telephone town halls every year. They're going to cover 1/3 of the UP each. So you will have opportunities later to get this information as well.
Tim Ellison on the line with me this morning. He's with the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center. They are doing a series of veteran town halls across the region starting later today, and then they are going into the next couple of days, including stops in Alger and Marquette counties. Appreciate your time with this, Tim, and best of luck with it, and certainly keep us posted with events that you are doing at the medical center.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to seeing vets out there and other folks.
That's Tim Ellison with the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center. Their veteran town halls getting underway in Wisconsin, then moving across the UP, starting a little bit later today on those and going into Wednesday and Thursday in Alger and Marquette counties. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.